And of course, as they say, there's more than one way of skinning a cat. So while creating events and tasks, instead of increasing and decreasing hours and days, you can also manually type in this information if you so desire. I'll try and demonstrate this for you now. So once again, I'm in the Create New Event window. So I go into the event title.
Edit box, currently editing title.
And I'm going to type in sample event.
S-A-M-P-F-E, sample, E-V-E-N-T, full stop. Edit box, location.
And location.
Edit box, currently editing, sample, edit box, location. Edit box, currently editing, location.
I'm going to type in home.
A-O-M-E.
So now we're once again in the start time setting. Going to press enter on that.
Start. Friday the 4th of March 2016 button. Calendar, set date the 4th of March 2016. Set date, calendar button.
But now, instead of increasing and decreasing values, we'll manually put them in. Let's see if we can do that. So now we're in the Edit Start Date field. So instead of increasing the date, we're going to manually type in the value.
Calendar, increase day button. Edit box 04. Increase day button. Edit box 04. 04. Edit box, currently editing 04. Clear text.
Please note you only need to press the backspace key once if you want to change the date or time value, which is very handy. So now we're in the edit field, and instead of March the 4th, we're going to put down the 1st of April.
0. Decrease day button. Edit box, currently editing 01. Decrease day, increase month button. Edit box, R.
So instead of March, we're going to put in April.
Increase day button. Edit box, currently editing 01. Decrease day button. Cancel button. Decrease day button. Edit box, currently editing 01. Decrease day button. Edit box, currently editing 01. Double tap to enter. Increase day button. Edit box. Currently editing 01. Decrease day button. Count decrease day button. Edit box. Currently editing 01. Increase day button. Edit box. Currently editing 01. Decrease day button. Cancel button. Decrease day button. Edit box. Mar. Mar. Edit box. Currently editing. Mar.
It took me some time to find the correct field. That's why I prefer decreasing and increasing, but it is doable. So, change month now.
Clear text.
Clear text, and instead of MAR, we're going to put APR.
APR. Decrease month, but increase year, edit box, 2016.
Leave the year as it is.
Set button.
And set. So now if we look into our start date, instead of today, the 4th of March, we hear...
Start. Friday, the 1st of April 2016 button.
Yeah, we did it. So now that we have successfully changed the date, let's see if we can do the same with the time. At present, we are on 2300. So, press enter.
Set time, 2300. Set time, increase hour button. Edit box, 23.
And once again, instead of increasing and decreasing, we're going to manually input the value.
Set time. Increase hour button. Edit, decrease hour. Edit box 23. 23. Increase hour. Edit box. Currently editing 23. Clear text.
And we'll put down a different value.
1, 9.
19.
Decrease hour button. Increase minute button. Edit box 00.
will change the minutes as well.
Increase hour button. Edit box. Currently editing 19. Decrease hour button. Edit box. Currently editing 19. Edit box. Oh. Edit box. Currently editing. Oh. Clear text. 3:00. Decrease minute button. Cancel button. Set button.
So we'll set that.
Increase hour 19. Decrease hour. Start. Friday, the 1st of April 2016 button. 19:30 button.
And of course, it works the same with the time and date end. As I said before, personally, I prefer increasing and decreasing. But it's good to know that the alternative way is there for anyone who might prefer it. And this is an alternative way of doing tasks and events using S-Planner.